You're listening to the Miles to Go podcast, the go-to source for travel tips, news, and reviews you can't afford to miss. Now, here's your host, travel expert Ed Pizza.
Welcome back to another episode of the Miles to Go podcast, where we bring you the latest travel news, tips, and tricks each week to help you save money and travel better. Thanks for tuning in again this week. If you're enjoying the show, I hope you'll take a moment to subscribe and rate the podcast wherever you're listening, like Apple Podcasts or Google Podcasts. And if you've got a question that you'd like answered on the show or a special guest you'd like to have appear, you can find me at ed@pizzainmotion.com or on social media, Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram, all at Pizza in Motion, and blogging just about every day at pizzainmotion.com. And speaking of reader and listener questions, Rena wrote in to me a few days ago asking a question about the Southwest Companion Pass, something we've talked about quite a bit here on the show. She's already thinking about how to maximize her spending with that card from a timing standpoint. Here's Rena's question. Hey, Ed, I've been enjoying your podcast. I have a question about the Southwest Companion Pass. My husband and I are thinking about trying to get it as early as possible next year by getting both the business and personal credit cards. Would it work to apply and get the card at the end of this year, start spending, and make sure we hit the spend for the sign-up bonus in January? I want to make sure these points would count towards 2020 earning. Then we would start spending on a second card. Well, first things first, Rena, I'm super thrilled you're enjoying the podcast. I am enjoying it too. And your thinking on the Southwest Companion Pass is spot on. Jen from Deals We Like, who joins us most weeks for our deal segment, is a Companion Pass expert, and I'm sure she'll be smiling when she hears your question. You're 100% correct. If you apply for the card in late 2019, but don't actually earn the sign-up bonus until 2020, those points count for your 2020 required earning for the Southwest Companion Pass. As a refresher, you need 110,000 Companion Pass eligible points to qualify. And if you qualify early in 2020, that means you'll have the Companion Pass for all of 2021 as well, essentially 2 years. You can also earn points through other activities if you don't want to sign up for multiple credit cards or you're not a road warrior. It just takes you longer and you get a little bit less time with the pass. But for example, shopping through Southwest's online shopping portal earns you credit towards the Companion Pass on your base points, not necessarily any bonuses you might earn. And booking hotel stay or a car rental through Southwest's partner programs also help you there. The Southwest Companion Pass is arguably the most valuable travel perk out there, especially for families. So earning it for 2 years with good timing is just a great option. Rena, thanks again for writing in. If you have a question about travel, I'd love to help answer it. Shoot me an email, ed@pizzainmotion.com, and you just might hear your question answered in a future episode. Now, let's chat with Jonathan Weinberg, CEO of AutoSlash. They're a sponsor of my podcast, and I love recommending their products. But more than once recently, I've had listeners report to me that AutoSlash stepped in to fix a problem that they didn't create, saving the day when other companies wouldn't. And that's a pretty rare thing that that happens today in the travel world with where customer service has gone. I caught up with Jonathan to ask him about why AutoSlash does that. He and I talked about that and a bunch of other stuff. Hope you enjoy the interview, and I'll be back afterwards with a quick reminder for your to-do list in the final two pennies. Back on the Miles to Go podcast, and you guys remember a story I shared a few weeks ago. We had a listener who reached out to me on Twitter and said that Priceline and Sixt had let her down with a car rental that she made. And through the process of trying to get Priceline and Sixt to honor that car rental, AutoSlash, somebody who's been sponsoring my podcast for a little while, stepped in, unbeknownst to me. I didn't ask them to do it. They stepped in and they helped make this customer whole. And so, I wanted to track down Jonathan from AutoSlash to talk a bit about why they do that from a culture standpoint. And so it took us a little bit from a scheduling standpoint, but I'm finally at the point now where I've got Jonathan here with me. And so Jonathan, first and foremost, welcome to the show for the first time.
Thanks, Ed. Happy to be here.
We're going to talk about what AutoSlash does, but first and foremost, just from my standpoint of there's so many travel companies out there today that just don't act this way for customers in a situation where it wasn't your responsibility to make it right for this customer. Talk to me about how the culture at AutoSlash says this is what we should do to help these people.
Well, I think it's something that we've done from the very beginning. We always felt like it was our responsibility. If it's our customer, if the customer came to us and entrusted us with their travel needs, in this case, their car rental needs, that it was our responsibility to make sure that, you know, things went smoothly for them to the best of our ability. And if there's a situation that occurs and we can step up and we can make that process smoother, we're going to do that for the customer. In this particular case, there was a lot of finger pointing going on. And at the end of the day, you know, that didn't help anyone. And, you know, frankly, it wasn't a huge amount of money, but I think that's besides the point. You know, all of my team has instructions that if they can, they have it in within their power to do what it takes to make things right for the customer. And I'm actually fairly shocked that we're one of the few companies in the travel space that does this. I mean, I would think that every company would try to aspire to do the best they can for their customer, but apparently that is not the case. But that's been the case since we founded the company back in 2009, and it will always continue to be that way.
Yeah, and I'd argue it's even harder for you than it would necessarily be for the car rental company or the airline or things of that nature, in that they're not necessarily swapping out a hard cost when they help out a customer. If the customer wasn't going to rent that car and it was going to sit there, they have some cost for the car sitting there. But ultimately, giving somebody a free car rental is a lot different than you paying a car rental company for that car rental. So I almost think it's harder for you from a culture standpoint. And I think the cool thing is that you have folks out there that's why they go to AutoSlash, because they feel like they have that support behind them. And I think that's a good transition to talk about for folks that may not be as familiar with AutoSlash about why they should be starting the car rental process there. And I always tell folks there's sort of two legs to the AutoSlash path. And so you can use it in a couple of different ways depending on what you need. So start with why customers should want to start their car rental process with AutoSlash.
Well, booking with AutoSlash is, I like to say, effectively the exact same thing as booking with the car rental company, in that you get all the benefits of booking direct, except that you're going to pay less with AutoSlash. You can still take advantage of your status with the car rental company. You can still take advantage of skipping the rental car counter and earning points and those sorts of things. But you'll pay less with AutoSlash. And the reason is because we automatically figure out the best coupons and discount codes to apply to your rental to get the price down. There's lots of discounts out there. The car rental companies offer AAA discounts and Costco discounts and AARP, but the real challenge is knowing what is the best discount code. It's not getting some discount, it's getting the lowest possible price. And that's something that we've refined over the last almost 10 years, and we can guarantee you that you're going to get the lowest possible price without having to do a lot of work in the process.
Yeah, and I think one of the other important things to note for folks who may be new to AutoSlash is, if you think about AutoSlash and where they what sort of space they occupy in the market, it's sort of like the travel agents of old before there were online travel agencies, or as we like to refer to them as OTAs, in that if you have status with a car rental company or you want to earn miles or points or whatever, once you've booked through AutoSlash, it's just like you book directly with the car rental company. You don't have to worry about, you know, if you're a Marriott person and you've got elite status with them and you book through Expedia, now you're not going to get maybe your free breakfast or your room upgrade. With AutoSlash, that booking, at least from my experience, has always been, it's just like I booked directly with Hertz, which is my preferred car rental company.
That's correct. There is a place in order to be able to enter your loyalty numbers on the checkout screen when you book through the links that we provide, at least for the pay later rentals. And in that case, you're going to be able to take advantage of whatever benefits that would normally come with booking direct.
All right, so let's talk about the second part, which is actually how I first came to AutoSlash. Because when I first started booking with AutoSlash, my booking started within my company. And so somebody who, one of the administrative folks in the office was required to do all of our bookings. And then I would take those bookings and I would log them into AutoSlash. And so what I was trying to show the folks that I worked for was, hey, we can actually save money using this tool. And so I was trying to get everybody in the office to use it. So walk through why you guys do that and why it's important for customers.
Well, our goal is to make sure that our customers get not only the best deal at the time that they book, but the best deal between the time they book and the time they pick up the car. one of the premises that I started out with AutoSlash almost 10 years ago was that rental rates are fairly volatile.
Yeah.
And the nice thing about car rentals, unlike airfare and hotel in many cases, is that you can book a car rental without even having to give a credit card number, which means that anytime a better deal comes along, you could just cancel and rebook at the lower rate. You have no skin in the game, so to speak. And yes, there are car rental companies like to push you to prepay and save a little bit of money, but those kinds of deals are rarely a good deal, because more often than not, what's going to happen is the price is going to drop, sometimes significantly, and then there'll be an opportunity to rebook at a lower rate, and it just doesn't make any sense to prepay. So we recommend our customers, if they're going to book, is to either book a non-prepaid rate or book a rate which doesn't require you to pay any penalty if you're going to rebook. So everything that we offer through our site either doesn't require a credit card at all, or if it does, you can cancel up to 48 hours before pickup. And we save customers significant amounts of money. The farther out you book, the more likely you are to save. So if you book, let's say, a month and a half out, there's a good chance you're going to get 3, 4, 5, 6 price drops between the time that you book and the time that you pick up your car. And every single time, you could be saving $10, $20, $40, $60. We've had some instances where customers have come to us with rentals over $1,500, and they ended up paying $370-some-odd in the end. I mean, that's uncommon.
I love hearing stories like that.
But, I mean, it happens. I mean, there is no rhyme or reason to car rental pricing in many cases. The same rental, which costs $300 today, could cost $220 tomorrow, and then could cost $440 the day after that. And, you know, a lot of it depends on when you book, but we kind of take that guesswork out of the process. We're checking prices every single day, so you don't have to, and we let you know when the best deals are.
Yeah, and when I've typically used AutoSlash, like this example that I gave you, when it was required by our company, what we would typically see is smaller amounts of money saved along the way, as you say. And so depending on how far out you're booking, as you said, I think it's great to get that car rental booked as soon as you know you're going somewhere, and then have AutoSlash continue to watch the price for you, so you can capture as many price decreases as possible.
Absolutely.
So when we think about that sort of stuff, as you sort of rewind to it's been 10 or 11 years since you guys started AutoSlash?
Almost 10 years.
Yeah. Okay. So when you guys started this, so we're back in the 2000s, what is it? I mean, I know that car rental pricing is volatile, but what made you guys decide that you could form a business here?
Well, it's an interesting story. The initial seed of the idea came from my mother. it goes all the way back to there. I happened to be traveling down to Florida, visiting my mother, and I was actually bragging to her about what an amazing deal I got on car rentals every time I went down to visit her. And I said, I found that the prices dropped, and if I just kept checking rates, I could keep rebooking. And my mother said, maybe there's a business in that. Maybe you could help other people save too. And as is typically the case when stuff my mother suggests, I just dismissed it out of hand and said, you're crazy. I went home and I really couldn't get the idea out of my head. It kind of stuck. And I said, maybe there is an opportunity. So I approached Mike, who's now my business partner, and said, hey, is this something you'd want to work with me on? Mike's an amazing developer. And he said, well, how certain are you that rental car pricing really is that volatile? And I said, it's just kind of an offhand thing that I noticed myself. He's like, well, maybe you should actually run a real, test and see what you're finding. So we built a kind of a proof of concept, and I actually thought the data was wrong because it was all over the place. And I said, this can't possibly be right. I said, the program must be malfunctioning. And we went and I actually rechecked all the data by hand over the course of 2 weeks. And I said, there was nothing wrong with the software. It really was that crazy. And like I said earlier, it can sway 10, 20, 30, 50% from one day to the next. And there really didn't seem to be any rhyme or reason. And I said, hey, if this is really the way it works on a large scale, there's a huge opportunity here. And the rest was sort of history. We built it, and people were just shocked at how much money they were able to save.
And do you see that same sort of volatility in the market today as you saw 10 years ago? Have the trends changed now, car rental companies' price?
Yeah, the trend has definitely changed, but the savings are still very significant. I think that technology has helped the car rental companies. I think that they have, right-sized their fleets.
Sure.
In many cases, what happened in the past was that they'd have massive numbers of vehicles sitting on the lot, and it would be a race to the bottom. They'd have to drop the price down to like $5, $6 a day in order to move them. I think that now what we're seeing is that typically when you get close to the holiday periods, holiday weekends, July 4th, Labor Day, Memorial Day, most of the car rental companies are sold out because they don't have a whole lot of excess capacity because they've gotten better at predicting how much they'll need. So that has kind of buoyed rates. But I think, you know, the flip side to that is that it makes a service like AutoSlash even more worthwhile, even more necessary, because you weren't getting these cut rate deals like you were in the past.
Yeah, and I've noticed that too, that I typically, in cities where I could sometimes find deals, like take like Orlando as an example, that used to be the place where you could typically find, you know, $10 a day cars, and I don't see that as often anymore. So
right.
I'm more inclined on trips like that, as you say, to try and book early to find the savings, but it's all the hunting. And you know, if I had my one wish to add to the AutoSlash development list, it would be to be able to have a login so I could have all of my stuff saved, because I sometimes forget to toggle all the different discounts I have available to me, because you guys track so many different things.
Well, it definitely is a very frequent request, and it's something that we're working on. But the good news is that we actually do store that information in a cookie. Yep. So if you check off, you know, 10 boxes for all your affiliations, it will get stored the next time, assuming that same cookie is still on your machine.
Yeah, for sure. So would you guess, as far as, you know, as far as car rentals are concerned, do you find more people are using you guys to search for car rentals or to track their rental later on?
The majority of people are using us to search for their car rentals initially. Mm-hmm. Smaller percentage actually come back and track the rentals with us. And that's something that we try to reinforce with our customers. That, hey, we will get you the best rate up front, but you really should come back and track your rentals with us. It's not an automatic process, because we may send you a quote for an intermediate car with Hertz, but you may end up booking a full-size car with Avis.
Right.
So we don't always know what you booked, because we're referring you to OTAs in many cases to book those things. But coming back to and actually giving us details of what you did book, we'll let you know if we find a better deal. And more often than not, we're going to be sending you a number of price drops along the way if you book at least a few days out. So it's definitely worthwhile to remember that.
Yeah, and this was one of the reasons why when AutoSlash approached me about sponsoring the podcast, the reason why I loved the idea was because I've looked to try and align with sponsors or things that I use and recommend. And with AutoSlash being a free service to use, especially to track your rental, you know, I understand you guys have a business model, but from my standpoint, selfishly as a customer, I want to make sure all of my listeners and readers understand that it doesn't cost them anything to track the rental. If nothing happens, it took them 30 seconds to plug the rental number into your website and track it. The best case scenario is they get one or many drops in price, and they're not going to pay a dime for it.
That's correct. We're a service that's completely free to consumers. We do make a small commission on each booking, but there's no downside at all for customers using us, because basically, you know, a penny saved is a penny earned type of thing. And, you know, it's definitely worth giving it a shot. You got nothing to lose.
Yeah. And this is a project for a future episode. I can't say where we'll end up on it. I've been trying to figure out if I can beat the AutoSlash pricing. I haven't yet. So the goal, but it's typically, like, if you guys are out there looking for car rentals, if you find a price on, you know, Hertz or Avis or whatever, if you had all your correct discounts plugged in, you should find the same price on AutoSlash. If you didn't plug everything in, then AutoSlash is probably going to find you a better price if you forgot about things like, you know, AAA discounts or Costco memberships or things like that. So from my standpoint, my goal is to see if I can beat your algorithm, but I haven't gotten there yet.
Well, as much as saving money for people is important, I think the other facet of AutoSlash is saving you time. I think that in the past, people would constantly try to beat our rate, but eventually most people figured out that it was just a zero-sum game, that we were always going to find the best discount, and it just wasn't worth wasting their time. We would rather people go spend their time doing something more productive and leave the discount finding to us. And we always encourage our customers to go out and check, but I think we've convinced enough people that we do have the ability to find the lowest possible rate, and, you know, they're believers, so we're happy about that.
Yeah, and for whatever reason, the OTAs that I've used in the past just don't seem to have everything. There's, you know, whether they're missing a major provider or whatever, they don't seem to display all the results the same way that you guys are able to send them to me. And so, you know, what you do for a process, the only thing to make sure you plan for yourself is, if you're running out the door, you give AutoSlash your information, they'll crunch the numbers and send an email back to you on the best way to move forward from there. So you just want to make sure you leave yourself a couple of minutes to get that and get your booking in place. And like we said, let's get the booking in as early as possible, so you have as much time to save money as possible. Jonathan, thanks a ton for being on the podcast. I know that there's, as you said, there's development stuff on the path. We're excited, hopefully, to see more stuff in the future. For now, folks, you can look at autoslash.com to search for car rentals, for starters, and then definitely always, after you're done booking a car rental, wherever you book it, make sure that you log it in and track it on their website. Jonathan, thanks a bunch for being on the show. Safe travels.
Thanks for having me, Ed. It was a pleasure.
We'll be right back on the Miles to Go podcast. Back to wrap up this week's show with the final two pennies. While I'm recording this in Sydney, Australia, overlooking the Opera House, by the time this segment goes live, I will be back in the United States and back in the groove of things from our family vacation. There were some pretty meaningful changes to Citi credit cards this past week, and not in a good way. I'll be hunting down a credit card guru to hop on the show with us to walk us through those changes. So stay tuned over the next couple weeks for information on how those changes may affect your decision-making on what stays and what goes in your wallet. And since it's summertime, it's a good time for a quick reminder about planning vacations. By now, you should already be deep into planning for Christmas, New Year's, that end of the year timeframe, if you're not already completely done. And you should really be thinking about planning spring break trips for 2020. Those calendars should be open on all the hotel chains and most of the airlines at this point. Don't worry if you haven't started planning. I don't have anything planned either, but just know that the longer you wait, the more that you might need to be flexible on where you fly and where you stay, since the dates for New Year's Eve and spring break aren't going to change anytime soon. That's a full wrap on this week's episode. Big thanks to Jonathan for stopping by to talk about AutoSlash and why they do things the way they do. Thanks to Rena for writing in with that listener question. Help us get her some help with the Southwest Companion Pass. And as always, a thanks to producer Mike for making the show sound great each and every week. If you made it this far in the show, I'm assuming that means that you like what you're listening to. And I would really love it if you'd take a moment to rate the podcast wherever you're listening, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and tell a friend. We love spreading the show to more and more folks, so tell someone who you think can use some valuable travel information. We've still got a bunch of episodes coming up. As I mentioned, we want to get some folks on to talk about Citi credit cards. We've got beginner cruising tips coming up. We've got a What's in Your Wallet segment, whole bunches of stuff to get through over the next few weeks of summer travel. Hope you're having a great vacation wherever you are. Until we upload again, we've got miles to go.